This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Perek Yud Beis Mishnah Vov. We mentioned in the previous Mishnah, when you have three things that Reb Tzadik Metam V'Chacham Metam, usually these lists with Tanoim, Kulas, Chumras, that are of different dinim that go together, are Mishnais and Idiyas. This one as well. Abod Von Rabban Gamliel Metame V'Chacham Metar. Kisrui Tenish HaMateches Shobal Abatim. So you have a Kli Mateches. It's the cover of the basket that we've had before. The cover can be used by itself. We have this in Mishnah Gimel. So Melech Rabban Gamliel was Machmir, that since there's a Shemesh B'fnei Atzmo, it's a Kli B'fnei Atzmo. It's not just a Nitfal to the Teni. Utlui HaMagredos. A Magred is like a back scratcher. It has thorns. It's a type that's used for animals. Another type that's used for people to scratch their skin or whatever it is when they go into a Beis HaMerchatz. That's a Magred. Tlui, Miloshin Tlia, is what it's hung on. Like a hook that's hung on the wall and people would take them off when they come in. So the hook, L'chayr, is not a Kli B'fnei Atzmoy. Here the Knech is... is Rabban Gamliel holds that even when it's not a kli bifnei atzmoi, if it has a shimush bifnei atzmoi that's misayeya b'shimush hakli, so then it's mitame bifnei atzmoi. Over here, by holding on to the tlui, by putting one's hand in, one could hold on to the magredo with a better grip, and one could do a better job in the girud process. So memela, that's why he holds it as a shem kli. The golme kli matchois. Golme Kli always refers to kelim that are new, they haven't been used yet. Still needs some type of tikkun to make it into a finished product. Rabban Gamliel holds that it has a din of Kli Shenigmar Melachtoi. We're talking about something that's missing a light touch, like a kos, like a makib patish. That's the Gemar Kli in Hilchos Shabbos, the same type of idea. So Batsim Tzorei L'Shimish, that's where Rabban Gamliel holds it as a shame. Kli V'Chacham Margu. The Gemara in Chum Daf Chofei explains that there's a din mefurish that we'll have in Yetz Hashem that golme kli eitz aroy lekabel tumah. And the Shah is, what's the difference? Normally kli mateches should be more chomer. Kli mateches, the Gemara says, are miyud to be used by ifim mechubit. They're also made professionally. So something that's made professionally, that's not a final product, no, that's not professional to use it. It's also, if it's made derech kovoy, derech noise, so until it's a final product, one doesn't use it. Golme kli eitz is functional, not mechubedik. Functional? It is functional. So mele there, it would definitely be mekabel tumah. Those are the first three dinim in the Mishnah. Before we learn the fourth din, which has a little bit more complication, let's first fill out a few details on these three. What we said before about tlui hamagredois, that the pshat is that it's used in conjunction with the kli, is actually the pirush of the Raivin Idias, like we pointed out, in Paragimel Mishnah Tetz. However, the Rambam Lamaisa, you look at the Rambam in Yad, in Perek Yud, Kelim, Halocha Beis, the Rambam says different. The Rambam says that Tluya Magredois is made differently from a regular Masmer, even though it's hung, but it's, it has a little bit of a different Tzurah. So it's Kaveh Shem Bifnei Atmoy, Ayin Shom. And this is, seems to be an ongoing machlekes in a few places, where the Rambam holds Kli Mateches, less the issue to give it a Shem Kli is the functionality, more the issue is it Kaveh Shem Kli Bifnei Atmoy. And the Raivid is much more focused on the Nekuda of the Shimush Shaboy. So, for instance, we have in the previous mission, the other examples, we'll give one. In the previous mission, we had in the beginning of Mishnah Hay, Masmer Shitkinu Liois Poiseach Boyesachovis. What comes out from the Rambam Pirush Mishnayis is that it has to be made, the regular Masmer is not Mekabel Tumah. Here it has to be made with Oifin Yoisech Choshu, it has a Shem Kli Bifnei Atzmoy, of a Makeves. The Rambam says it's also in Perik Yud. And the Ravid over there says, no, it has to do with the Makeves, sorry, with the Masmer Sheskinu. It's not a regular Masmer, it's stronger, so it functions better. Not that it's made with a different shape, so it's Keveh Hashem Kli B'fnei Atzmoy, like a Makeves, but The pshat is that it's stronger, so it functions better. Functionality versus definition. That seems to be the machlokes, and that seems to be the machlokes over here also. So the Rambam, the Rabbi Lishitosem. There are other examples that we'll see in Yitz Hashem of this idea. Let's add something else. In Gomei Kli Mateches, we described from the Sugin Chum Daf Chav Hei, it's actually machlokes over there, B'yechneh and Nachman. What's the reason why Gomei Kli Mateches are not Mekabel Tumah? Because even though they have a tsura of a kli, but it's not a final product. If it's by metal kelim, if it's not final, it's not. Mashenken by a kli that's wood. Wood doesn't have that same level of perfection, professionalism, readiness that's necessary. And it has a shame kli without. There is a level, however, of kliates, which is fakert. By kliates, pshute kliates is just a piece of board. A board is a board. Maybe you can use it, but it's only a board. It doesn't have a clay kibble. That's not mekabel tuma. Kli matchis, a tray of kli matchis, mekabel tuma. Chshivus, a metal, makes that it has an easier time having the shem kli. So that's one point that's interesting. There's another point that's interesting. Mishnah's Tyrus brings a chazanish that proves a shem kli and not a shem kli. Like, I mean, another important din, in that if a person has, let's say, boards surrounding an area with his mace or a chelik min mace, the oil defines the mace as self-contained, as enclosed, and the area above the oil, picture something in a oil, and it's really in a bigger, larger room. Everything that's in the larger room is not bechalal the same space as the dead body that's inside the oil, because oil is chayitz. However, if it's inside a kli, if there's a chelik of a dead body that's inside a wrapped up in a sheet or a bag or another type of kli, then it's considered in the room. Why? Because a kli is not chayitz, a kli is mekabel tuma. It's not choytz, it's mepnei atuma, hispashlus atuma. Mashen kein, an oil is a choytz. That's a din. Chazanish is medayik in a teseftin oilus. That golme kli mateches, even though it does not have a shem kli, but insofar as a shem kli legabe being mispashlus atuma, and ein nasa neholim, a kli ein nasa hol. The two are a stereo. Gomei kli mateches does have a shem kli. What's interesting is that we just said gomei kli mateches is similar in concept to pshute kliates, and still the halacha is by pshute kliates. It's mavur in rishonim in oilus in perek tesvov that pshute kliates boards nisorim are nasa holim l'tayer. Pshute kliates doesn't have a din of a kli. So it could be turned into an oil. We don't say ein kli nasa oil. No. It's an oil. So Maman of Shach is a step down from where something has a shem kli. Pshute kliates, we say, does not have a shem kli at all. And Mamish has halacha like boards. As opposed to gomei kli matakas, where it has somewhat a shem kli, that's ein nasa oil, to be chotzis mpnei atuma. Which one is it? So the answer Mishnah's Taya says has to be, you have to understand the difference between the two. Pshute kli eitz is a chsorn in the etzem shem kli. It's not a kli, period. It's just a board. So melech could be an oil. Golme kli mateches has the tsura of a kli. It just doesn't have the functionality of a kli. It's not kli maisa, to use the term we've used a number of times. It's not a kli that's ready for use. That, bechefta as a kli, it doesn't function as a kli. So that doesn't have a shame kli legabe kabbalah's tumo, but legabe, is it an oil or a kli? Yeah, it's a kli. It has a tzura of a kli, even if it's not functional as a kli. Got a very klara gishmak asvar. Okay, now we're ready for the last day in the Mishnah. Umoidim v'tamsari. V'tavlo shenechlechol l'shnaim. The fourth of the dinim among Amlil is mitame and the chachoma mitaher is a tavlo, is a wide kli of cheres. You see that even though we're in the problem dealing with tumas kli mateches, we're going back to kli cheres because this is really about putting together all the cases of Rambam Gamliel and the Chacham, like the Mishnah and Edis. A wide luach of cheres that has an edge around it, because kli cheres is never going to be mitame unless it has a base kibul. So it's roi lekabel tumas shenechlo l'shnayim. It broke into two, what looks like two even pieces. So the Pashta Taich in the Mishnah over here is that they look like even pieces. One of them b'mitzias, since we have a klal yefshel tzamtzam, so one of them is going to be a milah mashu bigger than the other one. It's never going to be exactly if it was 10, if it was 10 inches wide, the tray. It's never going to be exactly 5 with exactly 5. It's going to be 4.999 and 5.001. Okay? So one's a roiv and one's a miud. You can't tell, since it's microscopic, which one is which. So memela, the halacha is that both halachim are mekabel tumah. Misafik. Chachamim hold that both of them are tohor. You have to understand why. One of them is a roiv. The rule of thumb is that roiv of the kli that's nishbar, if it still has roiv, it's a kli and it's mekabel tumah. This is a good question over here, by the way. Obviously, the sofa that's misafik, the rim around, is not on four sides, because it can only be on three sides once it's broken in the middle. So you'll have to say the three sides is enough for a tray to be considered a base kibul, and it will be mekabel tumah. This is bechlal not so poshut, because before we had by a machta prutzo, this is in Perek Beis Mishnah Gimel, that by a kli cheres, if it's broken from one side, it's also considered ois base kibul. So it's not so poshut when we say, when we don't say it. Lemaisa, this that we're saying that the Mishnah is talking about a klicheres, is in the Rambam Pirshim Shnayis. The Rav says the same thing also, and the Rambam also brings us this way in Perek Tezayin Hilchos Halacha Beis. You look at the Ravid, and the Ravid explains, the Ravid in Idyas, explains that this din in the Mishnah, Mestami has the problem that we just had, that if it's broken, then it's not going to have a base, it's not going to have a sof on four sides. He says it's talking about a kli eitz, Pshute kli'eitz, which are only tome dirabonon, and by tome dirabonon, maybe they weren't machme if it was broken on one side, and by klicheres, if it was broken on one side, then it would still be, then it's always kli. This leaves open the main shaila. What's takan the machlokes in Rav Gamliel and the Chacham? Rav Gamliel seems to be saying that you can't say which one is bigger, therefore the one that's smaller is tar, the one that's bigger is tam, but you don't know which one. It's impossible to tell. Yefshel tzamtzam. I mean, you can't tell it with the naked eye. So memela, luchay both of them should be tam. What does the chacham hold? It could be that chacham hold that yefshel tzamtzam bechlal. And we find such a discussion by two animals that are born bebasachas. We say yefshel tzamtzam. They were both born Yotzim and Rechemim exactly the same time. They're both Bechayim or they're only Sofik. So you have such discussions. If somebody's shechting, could you say that he shechted the base Hashchita exactly 50-50? There's a chilek between Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Odom, where it's a Maisa Odom, or Efshel Tzamtzim Bidei Shemayim, like the case of Leidas Bechayim. So you could say that's Machlok Simon Lil Chacham. La Maisa, what we do find is by a Tanur that Chachamim hold, we had a Mishnah earlier, that Tana Shenechelchu L'Shnaim is Tomei. By a Tavla Shel Cheres is Tomei. You look at the Rambam, Perek Tezayin. We said, in Hilchos Kelim, Halacha Beis, Tana Shenitma Keitzah Matarin, Chilku L'Shnaim Bishova, Kolechen Mehem Tomei L'Fishi Yefshel L'Chavin, Yefshel Zamtzim. Aval Tavla Shel Cheres, Sheyesh L'Doifin Shenechelchu L'Shnaim Tehoiro, So by Chilkul Shnayim is Tahira. What do you mean? He Efshel Lechavin. So Tosis Yom Tov over here says it means that by Tanur is the halacha. The by Tanur the Metzias is that he could split it 100%, and it's Efshel Tzamtzam. Kiveger brings up something else, that by a Tanur that it has gumois, it has holes on the side. So Mela Efshel Tzamtzam. So in the shallow, what's the psak halachal gabi efshel tzamtzam? Kiveg has an arichus that there's another place where the Rambam passing the chuk smetzech, gabi a dead body being equidistant between two cities, gabi egla rufa. Over there, the halach is that we say efshel tzamtzam. So what's bavus the reidu? Kiveg has an arichus where he says that be'etzem in every tzad, there's two tzadim. There's one is that maybe it's half-half. And if it would be exactly 50-50, the halacha is that it would be enough to be considered broken. It would be enough to be considered a shvira. Then there's another possibility that it actually, each piece has a possibility that's 49.999%. There's two possibilities that's tar. It's exactly 50 or it's 49.9. There's no way that you could do it break it exactly, even if you have something, but it's possible physically that it is exactly 50-50. Hey, Yoist, there's two possibilities that would be called a Svek Sveka. Svek Sveka in other areas of the Torah you would be entire, but over here it's a Svek Sveka B'shul Sayyokhid. Svek Sveka B'shul Sayyokhid is Tomei. The Arichus Dvarim that everybody knows when they learn Chulin and Ervin. Ervin Davov, Tais discusses this type of Svek Sveka. And a Chulin, it comes up also. And this famous raid from Chidush Reb Shleim and Chulin Simon Ches, is it called a Svek Sveka? Is it not called Svek Sveka? Too much to fit into a few minutes over here. But that's the Meduber. It's not Poshut what exactly the Machlok Tzom Gamliel and the Chacham is. Mishnah's Tyrus has also a very nice word. We miyashiv maishno tavlo shalches from a tanur. It's possible to say that by every klichetz you need shvira. By a tanur you need netitzo. If the pieces are equal, it's considered a shvira. It's only if one piece is a roiv, and if it's not a roiv near a lanayim, then it's considered nishbar. That nekuda is a machlokes from Gamliel and the Chachamim. By a tanur, you need to have for sure that the piece is less, because by a tanur you need netitzo. It's not enough to have a ma'aser shvira. We spoke about the yisoid in the beginning of Perek Hey. We had all our arichos on this, that the yisoid of breaking klicheres is one yisoid, and breaking a tanur, which is a different type of kli, it's attached to the ground. The Torah calls it netitzo, not tishbru. Netitzo means where it's clearly nikar le'enayim that the pieces are a mute of what was before. Maybe that's the Siba that Rabbi Gamliel is mitame. So again, is the Machalik Rabbi Gamliel the Chacham over here because they're arguing on the basic concept of whether Efshel Tzamtzim? Or maybe it's clearly Al Yidei Maisa Adam E Efshel Tzamtzim, but there's a possibility that it is exactly 50-50, and they're arguing whether you can use a Svek Sveka B'chiyagana. It's another thing that we can be Mephalpon. Another thing we can be Mephalpon is whether a piece which is 50-50, whether that's considered a miut and it's considered nishbar. And like we pointed out, there might be a difference between shvira and netitza. So there's different possibilities over here, what the machlokes is. Now let's go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah Zayin. Dinner shenifsal v'hiskinoi letloise b'tzav ketano. A very important idea in Hilchus Kelim. When we say kli, we always think about, let's say you have by Hilchus Muktzah. A kli is something functional, something that has a defined, intelligent use. A rock is not a kli. A piece of wood is not a kli. A brick is not a kli, even though it's designed, but it's designed to be put into the ground. So it's not a kli, it's that. A kli is anything made out of certain materials, and it's formed and made into something that has an intelligent design. That being said, l'chayra ein l'cha dover that has a more intelligent design than a coin, and yet a coin is not a kli. Why? Because a coin is not used for anything. A coin represents something. It represents value. Because of that, Lamoshal, there's a famous sugi in the fourth parak in Bava Metzia, where you can use kelim as part of a bartering system called kinyan chalipin. Kemat, the only thing that you can't use for kinyan chalipin is a coin. Why? A coin represents value. When you're bartering, when you're doing chalipin, you're exchanging two chafetzim, each of which has value. A coin is not a chafetz that has value. A coin is a chafetz that represents value. So, Mela, it's part of a money system. You can use it for kinya kesef, but you can't use it for kinya chalipim. So, we have a din the Mishnah over here. Dinner shenifsal vit kinoi letloise b'tzav ketano. A coin that was put out of circulation. So, it's not even as a coin anymore. By the way, a coin which you don't really use as part of the money system. If you have an old ancient coin from 200 years ago, theoretically, it's a coin. But the Maisa, the value of it is not in, because it's a penny from the Chveis from the early 1800s. The value of it is as an antique. So Mel, that would be considered a Chafetz. Here we have a coin, which is a coin that has a tzura. Looks like a matbea, but it doesn't have any usage. So Mel, what is it? It's a Chafetz. A coin itself is not mekabel tumah because it's not a kli. But a dinner shenifsal v'tkina l'tloise b'tzav ketana. And now it was prepared to hang as a type of necklace for a child. So tell me, now it's a kli, it's mekabel tumah. V'chein sela is a bigger coin. Has a weight of arba dinarim shenifsalo. V'tkina li ashoiko, but it's not a light coin to be put around the child's neck. It's something that will be used for a weight in a scale. So Mela, with that, it's muchon as a kli mateches to serve a functional purpose. So tmeya. Now the Mishnah adds, let's say the coin is missing, so you can't use it as an accurate weight. So it doesn't have usefulness as part of a scale. At kamati possible v'yehei rashai l'kaimo, there's a halacha you're not allowed to keep around the faulty weight. So a coin that's being used as a weight, how much it could be rubbed off and still oimid l'shimush? Ad shnei dinar. Until half of, we just said that a sella has arba dinar. So a half of a dinar. Sorry, half of 4 dinar is shnei dinar in the Mishnah. It's half of its weight. Pochas mikan yokoitz. If it's less than that, you have to chop it up into pieces because you're going to come to use it as a matbe of a shekel. If something is missing a significant weight, you can't use it for a weight of a sella. But if it's missing till half, so then it'll be so small, then you're going to end up using it for the weight of a coin, which is a shekel. A shekel is half of a sella. So it's shnei dinar. So this is half. It's going to be close enough. And then it's going to be used with the ivus of mishkolot. Now that's a Mishnah L'chayra. It doesn't belong bringing over here dinim, legabei, maznayim, mishkoilis, and when it could be used for kinyonim. The Mishnah is only bringing over here legabei tumas. So L'chayra, what you could learn from the Mishnah is that the coin that's missing that value that you can then not use it for something is avada not really legabei tumas. The same way in the ratio of the Mishnah, the dinim shenifsal L'chayra is not really legabei tumas. His skin on the tloise b'tzav k'tan, and then it becomes royal kabel tum. It's oimid l'shimush. L'maisa, there's a lot of raid around this nekuda that a matbeya, also the fact that it's in vintage, it's in currency, is not considered a kli the way we said. It's not considered something that has a functional use. It doesn't have a use. It represents value, not a usage. One could argue. One could say the usage is the fact that it can be used as currency. That's oimid l'shimush. So l'maisa, there is such a tzad for pure kinyan chalipin that matbe nas and chalipin. There's kinyan suder, which is another shmuz. Kinyan suder is the symbolic value of the kli being used just to give it to the person and he takes it just in order to show gmir's das. What we call a regular kinyan suder, that kinyan suder avada matbe does not work because there you need it proper kli. So say Stavada proper kli, Amadbe is not, the way we have it now in Mishnah. From Desveg, Malagabi Kinyi Chalipin, it could be that it's enough, anything that has usage, even if it's not, the value of it is not the usage, the value of it is the value. Marshall, the other cases also, there's Peirois, there's Behemois, that are not Kelim, but you can make Chalipin with them. This is a discussion, by the way, in the Ktsois and the Sivis and Simen Peiches. Also, there's another halach of kelim. Also, the gabi shvua, when there's a toyin v'nitim between a malva and a loiva, so then there has to be a certain amount of value. But when they're discussing kelim as a chshivu, so it's even when it's worth less, then shteimah on the shalas, every coin has usage, right? It has a shem kli. So the Torah says it doesn't really have a shem kli. It could be the gabi chalipin has enough of a shem kli. That's the raid that's over here in the Mishnah. An interesting Maram Mokim on this halacha that when something is usur to use, alz gezel, you can't use it for a proper weight, so it loses its chashivus as a weight. The isur is mafkir, the shame usage. So there's a sugyan baba basa da pei test that brings down this tushtel, and Rabbi Chon over there in Kovet Shurim in Ois Shin Zayin says, what's going to be if you have a little marshal, you want to use food for a king in Suda? So shalz if it has a shame oichel or not. What happens if it's food that's also ba'achilo? It's also ba'hano, but it's mutter to a ben noyach. Would that render it food? What about the fact? Well, what would be the din? Legabi being mekabel tumu. So he brings a meduber over there between the Rashbam, where the Rashbam says that since it's also lishko behem, ain mekabel tumu. But the Tosis really has that l'inyan tumah have a kli afilu masa lishko boy. So B'chon has done back and forth on that.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.